There is only a single authentic portrait of the Mozart family, and it is the exact one hanging here, created by the painter Johann Nepomuk della Croce in 1781. Wolfgang Amadeus was 25 years old at that time. Sitting next to him at the piano is his elder sister Nannerl, who was also a highly gifted musician. Father Leopold was a violinist and music teacher. He took great pains to work on the education of his two prodigies and earned a great deal of money from it. Over the years, he placed his daughter Nannerl more and more in the background and, in the end, subordinated her entirely to the career of Wolfgang Amadeus. In the picture on the wall behind is the mother, Anna Maria. She had already died in 1778 in Paris, as she was accompanying her son on a concert tour. There are a number of legends on the go about Mozart. One says that he was poor, but that is totally incorrect. He earned an amazing amount of money, but he then doled it out straight away with both hands. He drew a fixed salary as Emperor Joseph II's court chamber musician, but he also emerged as a freelance entrepreneur and as his own concert organizer, and he received huge amounts for these concerts as well as private lessons and commissions. His lifestyle gobbled everything up, his generosity too, because of the friends he lent money to, which he mostly never saw again. On the right of the big painting of the Mozart family, you can find a list of bequests following Mozart's death. Not much remained, so little that his wife Constanze didn't even have to pay inheritance tax. Mozart spent a lot of time travelling, and what strains that caused can be seen from a letter he wrote on the 13th of November 1782 from Vienna to his father, who was expecting him in Salzburg.
I did not write to you any more last Saturday, for I certainly believed I would be leaving on Monday. But on Sunday there came such miserable weather, one could barely travel forth in the city by coach. On Monday I wished to leave in the afternoon, however, but at the post it was said to me it was not possible to travel, and that I must turn around. The mail coach with 8 horses was not able to reach the first staging post, but must return. I wanted to set out today, but my wife has a strong headache, and although she wants to go with might and main, I don't trust myself to take her in such weather in the coach. Mozart was a Freemason. He belonged to the newly crowned Hope Lodge in Vienna. The Freemasons are a men's association going back to the building federations of the great cathedrals of the Middle Ages. The Masons who erected these cathedrals were free, that is, they were allowed to go from city to city and from building site to building site. They gathered themselves together in guilds, where they shared the closely guarded secrets of their craft. At the beginning of the 18th century, this old tradition changed into a philosophical structure of ideas, typical of the Age of Enlightenment. Since then, men of all degrees and professions have belonged to the Freemasons, and it no longer has anything to do with working in stone, but with the spiritual and moral development of mankind, values Mozart also made a monument to in the Magic Flute.
This scenery from the Magic Flute is legendary. It doesn't come from the Viennese premiere of 1791, but from Berlin in 1816. Karl Friedrich Schinkel, the most famous German architect of the 19th century, designed it, and he had such a success with it that he did actually work for the stage for years after as a hobby. The Magic Flute is as puzzling as it is popular. Mozart and his librettist Emanuel Schikaneder, who sang Papageno himself at the premiere, combined the lofty thoughts of the Freemasons with the follies of the old Viennese popular theatre. The way these two worlds collide has set interpreters thinking until today. A few steps further on, you can see modern magic flute scenery from the Vienna State Opera.